Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock school. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
It's got to be some type of bizarre hobby. Some of these hobbies are very common. Golfing, model trains, beekeeping. And then you've got stuff like African black ostriches.
Right.
Bill Collins has got to be up there with the crazy ones.
He's an Alamo historian. That's his thing.
Class is in.
It's the Rock School Radio Show on the Rock School Radio Network. You know that. You're listening to the radio show. My name is Joe Burns. Who are you?
I'm Chad P.
See, radio has started. See the red light that says on air up there?
Look at that.
Yeah, the radio show has started. Hey, Davy Jones passed away not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. Singer of the Monkees.
Right. We're not doing a show on the Monkees, but I wanted to alert you and send you to one of our past shows on the website. Chad knows the website. What is it?
KSLU.org. Right. There's a Rock School chalkboard on the right-hand side of that page. Click on that, and it will take you to our main Rock School site.
Right. And once you get there, there's a big little thing you click on. See, I don't know how the magic thinking boxes work. But once you get there, it says episodes. Click on it, and you'll see everyone that we've done. Look for Don Kirshner.
That's right, yeah.
When Don Kirshner passed away, we did a show on Don Kirshner. And there's a huge section on his involvement, if you will, with the Monkees.
Mm-hmm.
And that will give you some insight into Davy Jones and the Monkees. Rather than putting together an entire show on Davy Jones, I just wanted to send you back to the Don Kirshner show, which is a good show in and of itself.
Sure, sure.
But there's a good, 25 minutes of it deals with the Monkees and Davy Jones.
Doc, when Davy Jones passed away, I had this thought that, wow, we lost another great music legend,
right?
And which led me also to believe, you know, that Those Who Left Us show that we do at the end of every year,
right?
When we get ready to put the one together for 2012,
yeah,
it's going to be a monster.
And you know what else is weird?
We've already lost a lot. What?
You know what else is weird about that?
Huh.
You think we're still going to be on the air by the end of this year? here's today's topic. I'm watching TV, and it's one of these music channels, Fuse, and on comes Steve Vai.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts talking about his favorite hobby, which I thought was playing guitar like a monster.
Sure. Yeah.
But no, he does things other than play guitar. Did you know he's a vegan? Not just a vegetarian, a vegan.
No, I did
not. Which makes me want to go and eat a hot dog around him. But he is yet again another hobbyist. He's a beekeeper.
He is.
He's a beekeeper. He's apparently an avid beekeeper and a member of the British Beekeepers Association. If you listen to his song Bangkok and also Voodoo Acid, there's his bees. He recorded them and stuck them in the song.
So, seriously.
Really. Steve Vai is a beekeeper, which got me to thinking, are there any other really neat rock star hobbies that we can talk about? Look at this. 6 pages
wow.
of them lying before me.
Slow news day.
Yes. So we will begin with Steve Vai and his interesting little hobby of beekeeping, and we'll tell you about some other rock stars and what they do when they're not being rock stars. So here goes the Attitude song, Steve Vai from G3 Live in Concert, right here, Rock School.
I got some good news for you. The evening has just begun.
They go, the Attitude song, Steve Vai, who is a vegan.
The beekeeper.
Yeah.
The
you know who else?
Beekeeping vegan.
Do you know who else is a vegan?
Who's that?
Moby.
Oh, I can see that.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
he looked like he doesn't eat meat.
Well, he's
there's kinda, nothing to him.
Kind of pale.
Sure.
Yeah. He also owns a tea shop in New York called TNY, which he actually works at when he's not on tour.
So he works there full time.
Moby goes on tour?
He does a tour.
What?
He looks like the kind of person that would like put a stalk of corn or something on a barbecue pit instead of a steak.
Country star Dwight Yoakam is the opposite. He actually has opened up a line of heat and serve meat products as part of his hobby. Uh-huh. Did you know this?
No, I did not, but I can see that. He reminds me of a Waffle House worker.
He has a line of Bakersfield biscuits, mm-hmm. and also, now I'm going to pronounce these, chicken lickin' chicken fries. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Take 'em macaroni mouth poppers. Are these like available at my local Walmart? And Dwight Yoakam's Lanky Link pre-cooked sausages.
What? Nobody wants to spend all that time saying all that.
Who said this is okay? He came in and said, okay, look, we're going to call them Lanky Link pre-cooked sausage. Mm-mm. That's great, Mr. Yoakam.
No, you just cook them and let somebody else come up with the name. I'll have an order to the sausage and the chicken fries, please.
Right.
There, I did it.
Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton seems like he would be someone who would be into something real relaxing, kind of like pottery or something.
Pottery?
Like that.
Yeah. How about fly fishing?
Oh, he's a fly fisherman.
Right.
Hey.
Apparently, he's very good at it to the point where he has a company that has created a fishing rod and named it after him.
That's smart.
Right. He told Vanity Fair one time he wants to die fishing, and apparently he almost did it one time. He sought help for alcohol addiction after he fell. He was drunk fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how are you too drunk to fish? Seriously. How are you too drunk? And fly fishing. You're standing in the water.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well.
He apparently was drunk, fell over, broke his rod and his fishing rod, and apparently hurt himself and then sought help for alcohol addiction. So it was fishing that helped him get over one of his bouts of alcohol addiction.
Very dangerous. I mean, you know.
How are you too drunk to fish? Here you go. Eric Clapton, Hellhound on My Trail from the Me and Mr. Johnson album. Right here, Rock School.
Gotta keep moving. Gotta keep moving. Blue falling down like hell. My company.
This is Rock School talking about rock star hobbies today.
How are you too drunk to fish?
I don't know.
Seriously, I was thinking about that off mic. What happens?
I don't know. Apparently, what'd you say? Off mic, you said you get a bottle of tequila, and instead of baiting the hook with it, you eat it.
Yeah, I guess.
Bruce Dickinson. He actually, what do you call the people who dress up in the white suits and use the swords? He's a fencer.
Yeah, a fencer, yeah.
He also has a license to fly jets. And routinely flies the Boeing 757s for the tours that Iron Maiden goes on.
That sounds awesome.
It does, but it also, you know, this is Bruce Dickinson. This is a guy in the band. I'll fly the jets, guys.
Yeah,
sure you will. You know who Grandmaster Flash is?
I do.
He was a rapper.
Uh-huh.
He is a mug enthusiast.
I'm sorry?
He collects mugs. Now, I know that sounds odd right off the bat, but dig this. He decided... Wherever he went, wherever he toured, and apparently for a while he toured everywhere, he decided to pick something up, sort of this, I'll just collect something from everywhere I go in the world.
Sure, it's like getting your passport stamped.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
He now has a collection of over 5,000 mugs that he keeps in a special part of his house that is a glass-enclosed area and temperature-controlled because apparently these mugs that are ceramic will deteriorate over the years, and he wants to keep them forever. So apparently he has picked up 5,000 of these things. Now, you got to know, in America, they're probably goofy, but once you get over to Europe and to Germany and all...
Oh, yeah.
You got to know he's got some ornate, real beautiful pieces.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think it is, too. Once I read it, like I did the same thing most everybody did. A mug? I'll bet he's got some gorgeous pieces inside of that.
That's probably worth a lot.
Rod Stewart. Go ahead. Take a guess. What do you think?
Got to be some type of gardener or something. He grows roses or something. One of these guys has got to be some type of landscape enthusiast, I'm telling you.
You would think. He's a model railroader.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He can't work on trains. He's not tough enough.
It says here his crowning achievement is a complete and perfect replica in scale of New York's Grand Central Station in his house. Has 100 feet of track, dozens of locomotives.
Oh, toy trains.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What do you think? Real train? We could afford it. That's the thing.
Yeah, I thought that he'd to go and hang out at the railroad yard in his spare time. Okay, yeah, I can see that. Rod Stewart plays with toy trains.
Yeah, it says here he's got hundreds of passengers to scale in 1940s dress, and the whole thing was featured on the cover of Model Railroader. He stated, quote, "That meant more to me than any of my covers of Rolling Stone." Are you kidding me?
I didn't see Rod Stewart
at his house by himself, dressing up in a conductor's uniform.
He's got a hat. He's
playing with all these little action figurines. All aboard!
And down the stairs comes these beautiful supermodels. What are we going to do down here, Rut? Oh, it's trains.
Oh, it's train day. I forgot.
It's
here we
Tuesday.
Go.
I know I'm losing you. It's Rod Stewart. Rock School.
You know, I was laughing about that, and then I came to the realization that most of these guys partaking in their hobby for one day
sure.
probably make more money than I'll make this year.
That's true, and you got to know that this touring has got to be so mind-numbing
uh-huh.
that a hobby is probably just a great escape for them.
Absolutely.
Paul Stanley is a painter of Kiss, is
uh-huh.
a painter. My wife and I took a trip to Maui one time. We had a week in Maui. And there was an art gallery on Maui that was just the art of famous rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were extremely good. Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones is an unbelievable artist. Paul Stanley was all right.
Yeah.
But you got to know, it's one of those things, you don't even have to be good. He probably just, after all that touring, I just want to do this.
Sure.
You know, and it's just fun.
I wonder if he paints the guys.
He didn't.
Before going on.
He didn't. It was more lines and colors and just feels of texture. You know what I mean? It was more impressionism than it was a person. Whereas Ron Wood was, you could tell, that's Charlie Watts.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mick Jagger. And
sure.
it was very true to life. But more with Paul Stanley, it was more just colors.
Paul Stanley painted a picture of them and had to actually write name. This
Who
is
it was.
Gene.
No,
that's
I don't think
Ace.
It was. It was just pretty. Do you remember the Thompson Twins? They had a song called Doctor Doctor in the 1980s. It's a little before your time, but they were actually pretty big. Alana Curry was the drummer and timpani player for the group.
Okay.
Real timpanies.
Yeah.
She's now a taxidermy artist. Whatever makes you happy. Remember the Breeders guitarist, Kelly Deal?
Mm-hmm.
She knits. Yeah.
Hey.
Makes scarves and sweaters and pillows and chamois, I guess. Alice Cooper, do you know what he does? A lot of people do, because he's actually so good he could go pro.
No, I don't.
He's a golfer.
He is?
Oh, and he's not just a little good, Chad. I mean, he has something like a one or a two handicap.
Really?
He is so good he could go pro. Other people who play golf, Alex Lifeson, mm-hmm. Eddie Van Halen
mm-hmm.
plays golf. He's terrible at it, but he plays. And Judas Priest's K.K. Downing, who just retired before their last tour, so he has ample time to do it. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. If you need a hobby,
yes.
Hobby Central is in Shreveport.
Right. It's a huge place.
You
right
call
next
them
to
up,
the Hobby Lobby.
Call them up. Hi, I'm looking for a hobby.
Right.
And they ask what's your name and how
uh-huh,
old you are,
uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
they assign you one.
Right. Model trains.
Mm-hmm.
Get into model trains. Get us on Facebook. Search Rock School Radio Show and like us. You really like us. Back in a minute. Rock School. This is Rock School, talking about the hobbies that rock people do. Are you familiar with Public Enemy?
Oh, yeah.
The guy who was the DJ was a guy named Terminator X.
Mm-hmm.
He has since walked away from the world of music and is now a farmer.
Like a farmer farmer?
Well, he raises animals.
Uh-huh.
Ready for this?
Okay.
He breeds African black ostriches on a stud farm in South Carolina. Now, you think to yourself, of all things, why that? The ostriches apparently make little ostriches like crazy. I mean, he can basically have a pair of them and have, by the end of the year, 10 more. So what? They grow up to 300 pounds, and they're worth about $5,000 each.
Gah.
Yeah. So the guy's making a decent living. How do you get into this?
I don't know.
I mean, what are you, just on tour one day, and a guy says, hey, I got a tip for you.
The money's
African black ostriches. What? Get away from me. But that's what he does. And apparently people use the skin to make clothing and such.
Yeah,
and
boots.
On top of that, the meat. I like ostrich meat. I actually buy it at GNC. Phil Collins. What do you think Phil Collins does?
It's got to be absurd. It's got to be some type of bizarre hobby. Some of these hobbies are very common. Golfing, model trains, beekeeping. And then you've got stuff like African black ostriches.
Right.
Phil Collins has got to be up there with the crazy ones.
He's an Alamo historian. That's his thing. His most prized possession is a painting of himself clad in 19th century military uniforms alongside 184 defenders of the Alamo, Jim Bowie.
Yeah.
Seconds before the famous battle. It takes up something like 14 feet of a wall in his home. You can go online and see it. There's a picture of him in a turtleneck standing next to it. So anything you want to know about Alamo, not the rental car, but the actual place, Phil Collins is your guy.
I mean no disrespect by this. Okay. No disrespect to anyone associated with the Alamo or who loves the Alamo, but I'm a big Phil Collins fan.
Here we go.
And I'm just kind of, really?
That's a blah?
Yeah, it's very blah. I mean, that really doesn't make me want to go and visit Phil Collins any more than I already did.
Well, he don't care anymore. Well, here's Phil Collins, Rock School. Of the hour, as I've more endeared you to Phil Collins with his Alamo collection.
I really expected it to be off the wall and bizarre.
Yeah.
That's boring.
How about fish? You want to raise fish? Ian Anderson of the group Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
He now has a fish farm.
Well, I'll do that.
Fish.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll invite Clapton over and we can,
You have to pay for everyone you pull out, though.
Right, it'll be great.
Bottom of the hour. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad Pete.
Let's do 7 days in 70 seconds. These dates, March 5th all the way through March 11th. Let's find out something that happened on each one of those dates. Monday, Chad, go.
March 5, 1969. The magazine Cream is published for the very first time.
And it's gone out of print. I subscribed to that magazine for years.
I know, you used to get that magazine.
March 6, 1998, Liam Gallagher is charged with headbutting a fan in Australia, breaking the kid's nose. He was released on $10,000 bail.
Well, he mistook him. He thought it was Noel.
Oh, well, yes.
March 7, 1994, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that parodies that poke fun at the original work can be considered fair use and does not require permission from the copyright holder.
Well, they're Weird Al Yankovic's in business.
That's it.
March 8, 1993, Beavis and Butthead premiere on MTV. For the first time.
March 9th, 1964. Happy birthday, Dad. The Beatles made their first of three record-setting appearances on The Ed Sullivan Show. 73 million people tuned in.
March 10th, 2000. Christy Hind of The Pretenders is arrested in New York City for slashing leather goods at the Gap store as part of a protest by PETA. And then on March 11th, 1968, Otis Redding receives a posthumous gold record for Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay.
Good tune.
Do you ever work with a chainsaw?
Yes, I do.
Do you? Isn't it fun?
Yes, it is.
Don't get near the tip, though. Oh. I learned that the hard way.
What'd you do?
Well, I had never worked with one before, and after Katrina, we had a tree in our backyard.
Sure.
And the guy handed me, you know, a nice case, Husqvarna, across the front, and he said, take this chainsaw, go in your backyard, and chop it up. And he said to me, now, when you cut, cut on the flat part. Don't get anywhere near the tip.
Mm-hmm.
Ha, 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 ha. I know what I'm doing. Ha, 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 ha. Boom. Got near the tip. Why am I telling you this?
Who does this?
Sherry Curie, who was the lead singer of The Runaways, has gotten completely out of rock and roll and is now, believe it or not,
a lumberjack?
An artist who cuts bears and sheep and what have you out of logs with a chainsaw.
Wood sculpturing.
That's her business.
Hey!
Look her up on the internet. She has her own website selling this stuff, basically saying, I was the lead singer of the Runaways. Look what I do now. You can buy one for X thousand dollars. And the thing about it is, it's good.
I bet it is.
I mean, it looks like a bear. It's not like she cut it in half and went, look.
It's a bear.
Low nothingness. You know, it looks like a bear.
That's
She's
great.
Good.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff.
But for a while there, she was your Cherry Bomb is the Runaways, Rock School. Can't stay at home. All right, talking about rock school hobbies here.
That's a cool hobby.
It is.
Why can't Phil Collins have that hobby?
Let's see how cool you think this hobby is.
What?
Lemmy of Motorhead.
Oh, it's got to be something great. He probably shoots bottles or something. Target practices with shotguns.
He collects Nazi memorabilia.
What?
He collects Nazi memorabilia. He states, ooh. I only collect the stuff. I don't collect the ideas. Which is difficult to do, I would assume, because in many countries it is illegal to buy or sell it.
Hmm.
How do you get it? But apparently has a very large collection
of it. But you see, I can see that.
In terms of history, you know, here is a rundown of Rolling Stones. According to Ronnie Wood, he not only paints, but he is also, I don't even know how to say it, so I'm not even going to try. He's a stamp collector.
Okay.
There's a word for it. Okay. Charlie Watts not only collects horses, course, you can afford that kind of thing, but he also collects extremely expensive cars. Once again,
sure,
you're rich and such. And we'll wrap it up with this one. Former bassist Bill Wyman, you would think he would also have something that was really expensive, things like that.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Metal detection. he used to like archaeology, and he would travel to sites, you know, Egypt, things like that.
Sure.
And then someone gave him a metal detector. Now he walks around
his backyard,
Europe, with a metal detector. You imagine being his wife. Are we going to, I don't know, Ephesus to look at the... No. Going to go walk the beach now. It's only rock and roll, but I like it. It's the Stones, Rock School.
Yeah, if I could stick my hand in my heart, spill it all over the stage. Would it satisfy? Would it satisfy?
All right, just a little time before our second break. So let me do a couple real quickly to deal with food, a couple hobbies for you. Maynard James Keenan of Tool.
Yes.
Yeah, and obviously A Perfect Circle.
Yes.
He started in, of all places, a winery, Arizona.
Hmm.
Grapes don't grow in Arizona. It's like, you know, I think I'll start an ice factory in, you know, Greenland.
In New Mexico.
Like they don't have enough of it. You know.
Yeah.
Arizona, he starts one of these things. And darned if it doesn't work. And apparently he's won all kinds of awards for the wine that he makes.
If you ever follow Maynard, he's just a slight touch off anyway. So that actually makes perfect sense that he would do a winery in Arizona.
Alex James of Blur needed to get rid of some of his money. I mean, they were making so much money, he was told by his accountants, you got to get rid of some of this money. You got to buy a business. You got to do something.
Uh-huh.
So for the sake of argument, he purchased a 200-acre cheese farm in 2003 in Kingham, Oxfordshire, UK.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else runs it for him, but he actually has won a ton of awards for the cheeses that he makes there. And you can buy them. I don't know if they're available here, but in the UK you can buy them under the name of Alex James Presents and then Cheddar. Alex James Presents, you know, Swiss. Alex James Presents.
That's
and
cool.
You can buy his cheeses.
That's cool because, you know, I would probably, if I had access to that, if I were having a party and I was going to have some type of cheese sample, I would do it just so I could say, the guy from Blur,
these are his cheeses.
Makes this.
Yeah, I
absolutely.
Think that's great.
I
think
that.
He has nothing to do with it except showing up once every 4 or 5 months. I own this farm. Who are you again?
I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Well, get the heck out of here.
Still
I got to make cheese.
Right.
Here is Blur. Of course, it's song two. Rock School. All right, second break here on Rock School. As we talk about hobbies at Rock Scars.
What's your hobby? I'm about to ask you. What is your hobby?
I'm a woodworker.
Are you? Well, yes,
I do woodworking. I do woodworking. I do wood turning. I refinish pieces of wood.
Mm-hmm.
It's calming. That's the best thing I can do. We have two garages.
Mm-hmm.
I took the second garage and just outfitted it with woodworking equipment.
Yeah.
And every so often I get a chance to just go in there and do it. In fact, I just built a table, a tapered leg Amish table, which is going to go into a little bathroom renovation that I'm doing.
I never was good at any of that stuff in school. I tried to build a bookshelf in my shop class.
Leaned left.
Well, no, it fell apart, number one.
That's bad.
And you can only put two books on it, lying down. It was bad. It was so bad.
What do you do?
I collect DVDs of wrestling matches and UFC cage fighting.
Okay.
And it never was meant to be a hobby. I didn't sit down one day and say, I'd like to get a hobby of doing it. A wrestling DVD would come out on Ric Flair, and I bought it. And one turned into five, and five turned into 10. And when I had about 20 of them, I was like, got a decent little collection here. So I don't buy every one that comes out. I buy specific ones, and I've got an entire cabinet full of DVDs of UFC.
Wait a minute. It's only a matter of time before your wife relegates you to the garage as well.
I don't want to be in the garage.
Kirk Hammett surfs. So does, I can never pronounce his name correctly, Robert Trujillo.
Who?
Trujillo, the bassist for Metallica. I can never say his name
correctly. Oh, that's right. Jason's not there anymore.
Yeah. Richie Kotzen, who was with Mr. Big and Poison, is a home renovator.
That's cool.
He buys up old homes and renovates
them. A flipper.
Slash.
Slash has got to have some kind of, Slash probably has pet snakes or
something. Pinball machine.
Oh!
He buys old pinball machines and then puts money into them and then resells them. He has a collection of his own.
Yeah.
And then resells them. But,
That's cool.
He buys old pinball machines and then refurbishes them himself. It's
you
not like
you
pay someone to do them. He does it.
Yeah, you got to have something to do. A lot of people have this negative notation about rock stars, like, all they do is sit around and drink and they're lazy and do nothing.
For a while.
You
know, grow up.
But right. And then they got to have something to alleviate the time because they're not on tour all the time.
Right.
I mean, you got to have some type of a life.
Dave Mustaine is into martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently holds black belts in two or three different, what would you call them? Different
arts?
Types. Yeah.
No.
Disciplines.
Disciplines, huh?
Disciplines,
before I
could get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello there. Who listens to us? Who have I missed here? Radio Universidad, Woo. Salamanca, Spain.
Hello, WBSD, Burlington, Wisconsin. Thank you for keeping us.
Yeah. we're happy for it. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right, time for a couple more here on Rock School. Brian Johnson of AC/DC apparently is not only a collector of very expensive cars, but he actually is a very good driver as well. He has some wins in Formula One and NASCAR. Now, they're not obviously the races that we watch on TV. They're races for charity and things like that. But he has won behind the wheel of a Ferrari, a Rolls Royce, and an Audi R8. Apparently, he's very good at what he does.
I think it's a good thing if you're going to own a lot of cars to be able to operate them.
And operate them at high speeds.
Uh-huh.
Pixies. In 1993, drummer David Lovering splits and decides to take up this interesting thing here. He's not really a magician. What he tried to do under the name of the Scientific Phenomenalist, he did what he called phenomenalism. He says it's, quote, a new wave alternative avant-garde kind of magic. He basically tried to entertain people with feats of mental power. Now, they're all tricks, obviously. You don't really saw a woman in half. The car doesn't really disappear. But he was a magician, but it was all mental stuff.
So he's like a hypnotist?
Well, I don't know there was a hypnotist, but it was like, you know, you're thinking of a color. It's blue. And, you know, oh, my gosh, you got it right. You know, the people who proclaim they can talk to people on the other side and all of that. I'm sure that's what it was. He was just playing around. Instead of doing card tricks and such, he would proclaim he could do mental powers, things like that.
So he quit drumming to go be a quack?
I don't think he was trying to save you or change your physical feeling, but it was a show.
Mm.
You know, you went to see this guy do, you know, mental stuff. I think it was a show. It was all a trick.
I'd rather go see Phil Collins' Alamo Collection.
Okay, you're the Pixies on Rock School. Last break here on Rock School.
Well, this has sure been interesting.
Well, you know how you were saying how you would really rather, I don't know, jump off a cliff than go and listen to Phil Collins talk about his Alamo collection?
Just that one particular one, yeah.
You want to hear the one that would really bother me?
Sure.
I'm a guy.
Yes, you
so
are.
So I'm supposed to love baseball?
Oh, well, I guess.
Geddy Lee is a baseball memorabilia.
You're a guy from the North. You are supposed to love baseball.
I know. I'm from Cleveland. I'm supposed to love, love, love baseball.
Uh-huh.
But there's nothing I hate more than baseball.
Really?
Maybe soccer.
Come on, dude.
Baseball bores me to death.
Seriously?
I find it the most boring sport on earth.
Now, I don't follow it, but I would love to go and hang out with Geddy Lee and look at his collection.
There is nothing I would like to do more than run away when somebody pulls out their baseball card collection or something like that. I don't even want to be polite about it. However, he is also an avid wine collector, so that may help take the edge off right there.
So nothing to do with baseball?
You'd
rather put a knife in your throat?
I don't know that I'd go that far, but maybe something under the fingernails.
Well, now you know how I feel when you start talking guitar.
Yeah, see, there you are. And the one we're going to end up
Hey, let me ask you right quick.
Which one do I want to be with?
Yeah, out of all the ones that we talked about, who would you want to go hang out with?
I left it to the end.
All right.
Jack White.
What's he do?
Jack White used to be an upholsterer. Okay, I don't want to do upholstery.
Yes, you do.
However, no, I don't. Actually, I do. However,
what?
He now actually takes large animals and taxidermies them. He said the last ones he did a zebra head, two gazelles, a kudu, I don't even know what that is, and a giant white elk. I don't know why, but A, I want to hang out with Jack White, period. Number one, I just want to do that. I want to hang out with Jack White. And number two,
out of everything
I want to watch him
about,
do this.
You want to go watch Jack White stuff, kudos?
What do you want to do? Hang out and watch?
I want to go play.
Stewart?
I want to go play trains with Rod. I do. I want to call him up.
I just want to hang.
Hey, can I come play?
I just want to hang with Jack White. That does it. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Choo choo. Class is dismissed.
Meg, look at this place. This place is like a mansion.